Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, tourism dollars are one of the key factors in boosting California to the world's sixth largest economy in 2015. And one cruise line is saying to passengers, don't bring any of your own beverages on board. We have updates.
One of the best things about Northern California is certainly Lake Tahoe. And one of the best things to do at Tahoe during the summer is to enjoy outdoor theater at the Shakespeare Festival.
Couldn't agree more with you, Tom. We've invited Ray Matthews from the festival to join us at 3:20 to tell you all about the Shakespeare and non-Shakespeare productions at Tahoe this year.
One of our favorite reporters, Chris Galloway, has been jetting around the planet in the last 3 months. Been to Europe, East Coast of our country, and off to Colorado in the next week. He's going to join us to help make you a smarter traveler. That's coming up at 3:35.
Tom, you know how much I love lists.
I definitely do.
I love them so much, I made one of my own. Mark's 10 most important rules of travel, and at 3:45, we'll try to use them to make you a smarter traveler.
I can hardly wait. State Fair's open right around the corner. I didn't know whether I was going to find a parking place here at the station today. And it's another warm, beautiful Sacramento Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Here we go. The Travel and Entertainment Guys is on the air every Sunday, 3 o'clock. Visit travelguysradio.com and you can kind of follow along, can't you, Mark?
You can. I thought maybe for the minute there, the headlines are going to be longer than the actual program.
It was, but we have lots of cool
stuff
to talk about.
Speak to our headline writer about that. All right. That there. How are you, Mr. Romano?
Nearly perfect.
Nearly. As Mary Poppins would say, practically perfect in every way.
That pretty much. Love your shirt. You got one of your Route 66.
I do. I felt kind of nomadic this morning when I was picking out shirts. So I thought, you know, it's Travel Guys Day. So I'd go with a Travel Guys shirt. Plus, unbeknownst to most people other than a small select group, but this afternoon at 4:30, a bunch of elderly gentlemen are going to gather together for a little poker game.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
So I wanted to be properly attired. I won't reveal the location of such game because that could lead to all sorts of, you know, police raids and things like that. Because after all, I hear at this poker game, people gamble as much as 50 cents at a time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now I see why you don't invite me. It's way beyond my pay grade.
Your wife would never let you out with that much money.
No, no. Well, we got a lot of stuff to cover, so let's get to it. Fire up the Travel Guys travel music. And here's Mark Hoffman with what's new in the travel news.
Speaking of firing up, that's Luis in there.
Luis at the controls. Andrew took the week off. Maybe probably at the fair.
Yeah, probably Luis has come back to join us. And it's nice to have him back. Welcome back, sir. All right, let's see here. In the travel news, we mentioned in the headlines, no more bringing... This story says no more bringing certain beverages aboard Norwegian, but the reality is no more bringing any beverages on board Norwegian cruise lines. Effective July the 15th, that's next week, passengers will not be permitted to board with items such as liquor, beer, and non-alcoholic drinks such as water, soda, and juice. The cruise line says it's in order to speed up the embarkation process and alleviate pressure on security screeners who were forced to go through all those beverages during boarding.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure that's
There's an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to bring wine on board, you can do that. Depending on the size of the bottle, they'll charge you a corkage fee as you board of $15 or $30.
Sure.
And otherwise, no beverages on board. Carnival Cruise Line implemented a similar ban last year. However, Celebrity, Disney, Royal Caribbean, and Princess still permit guests to bring beverages on board. What's fun about this is if you go and you look at the comments that have been posted afterwards, the news story was posted.
Okay, and do you happen to have a couple of those?
I happen to have a couple of those.
Right.
One of them says, anyone who thinks this has anything to do with anything besides trying to drive more revenue on board is mistaken. Please don't drink their Kool-Aid regarding speeding up the boarding process by not taxing the security screener. Hogwash. Another lady says, you know, this is too bad because I like to bring bottled water on board and they don't have some sports waters that I like. So available at any price. So I like to bring those with me. Disney has 24-hour beverage stations that are free. But here is the best comment. So put your gin or vodka in an emptied and rinsed rubbing alcohol bottle and your whiskey in an empty and rinsed mouthwash bottle. Getting caught or not is the mother of invention. So I think that's, there you have it, both sides of the how to get alcohol onto the cruise ship. Hotel chains are announcing changes in their awards charts, and for once, the news is not all bad. Hyatt and Hilton have both announced changes in the last couple weeks. There are actually more hotels that are moving to lower levels than are moving to higher levels, and there's only a small number of hotel involved in each case. So the good news is that your points and your miles are worth the same amount at Hyatt and Hilton as they were yesterday. All right, here, let's see. What else have we got? A Delta flight touched down at the wrong place Thursday evening. In Rapid City, how about this? If you were on a plane, it touched down at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. Instead of at Rapid City's field, they are about 10 miles apart, apparently.
Yeah, looking out the window going, honey, I don't think we're at our destination yet.
Guys out there with guns.
What is that?
Tourism has helped boost California's economy to the sixth largest on the planet in 2015. Tourists in this state spent $122.5 billion with a B dollars. So that makes tourism a really, generates more than 1 million direct employment jobs and more than 700,000 indirect jobs. So tourism is big business. There is the Travel Guys hotline.
Travel Guys hotline is ringing. Must be an important call from just across the street. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an urgent call coming in from Jennifer Castleberry from the California State Fair. Jennifer, thanks for joining the Travel Guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, what's going on at the State Fair? Where are we here? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, day three. Thank you for joining us. Jennifer, by the way, is the publicity director. What's your official title, Jennifer?
I am the marketing director for CalExpo and the California State Fair.
Well, there you go. And we're into day three. Tell us, how are people having a great time? What's new at the California State Fair this year?
Well, right now we have a lot of people here over at the California State Fair. They are having a fabulous time celebrating the best of California. So we are excited, with all the things that we have going on at the fair this year. Today, for example, we have, horse racing going on up at the grandstand. We have our big sale of champions, all of our livestock animals happening this evening. And we have a great comedian tonight, Sebastian Maniscalco, who's going to entertain guests on our main stage, the Golden One stage.
Jennifer, we're all about making people smarter on this program. Give us a tip, something that would help people have a better trip to the state fair, an insider tip.
Sure. Well, the one thing that I love telling people is when you come in the gates, one of the first things that you should do is jump on the monorail. I think the monorail gives people a really great overview of the grounds, and you can kind of get your bearings straight a little bit. And then and from there, then you can kind of see, what's out there. The other awesome thing we have this year is we installed, with the help of Butler Amusements, a new sky ride, and it actually carries people from the carnival area to right near the main food promenade and back again. So you can take a one-way trip, and that's $5, or for $7 you can ride it, all day long, and that's a fantastic bird's eye view as well.
Yeah, I went to the fair last night. I saw that they used to have one, a sky ride there for many, many years, and then it went away. I was very excited to see that back. I did notice something, Jennifer, and maybe you can tell our listeners so that they won't be surprised, but I noticed that the baby animals where they would have the cows giving birth and so forth, looks like that's not happening this year.
That's not happening, and we've taken the folks at UC Davis have taken a hiatus for that particular exhibit, but we still have baby animals in our petting zoo, and there's some really cute ones out there, some adorable potbelly pigs and some, baby goats, all kinds of things. So we encourage people to make their way over to the petting zoo. The other thing I just wanted to mention about the Sky Ride was one of the exciting attractions that we have here is the freestyle motocross jumps, and they actually jump right below the Sky Ride. So if you're on the Sky Ride during those show times, that's a fantastic an exciting opportunity. And then the other thing is when we have fireworks on Friday and Saturday evenings, it's a great view of the fireworks from up on that sky ride.
Jennifer, thanks for all the tips. We'll see you at the fair.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Now back to the Travel Guys Travel News. Did you have anything left?
No, I do. I just said that was just a little hotline phone there. I was looking out the window to try to see what's going on at the fair, and
You're looking the wrong way.
Not much was going on, but yeah, then I realized
you're facing the wrong direction.
Facing the wrong direction, exactly. A bullfighter and a bull runner were killed in Spain, and some other folks were injured. You know, the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
I remember when you and I used to do that. I'm so glad that you don't make me do that with you anymore.
No idea what you're talking about, but anyway, a bullfighter was killed while he was in the ring. He wasn't part of the running of the bulls, but
right.
This is the first time that a bullfighter has been killed in the ring since the turn of the century in Spain.
Wow.
So it doesn't happen very often. Omni Hotels reports that hackers stole some payment card information. We don't have any Omni Hotels in Sacramento, but if you belong to the Omni Frequent Traveler Program, you might want to keep an eye on your account. New scanners may shorten security lines at Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix. Apparently, they have a way of, once they preliminary screen your bag, they can decide if it's going to need a lot more attention or a little more attention or no more attention at all and send it off in a different direction. American Airlines is being sued for $10 million after a 13-year-old girl was sexually assaulted on a flight. The deal is this, Tom. The 13-year-old wasn't traveling with her parents. She was in the care of American Airlines.
Oops.
yeah. Airbnb looks to go beyond lodging. They have started a new guided tour program in some of their vacation markets. They are testing 36 customizable multiple-day trips that people can take individually or as part of a group. How about that? Airbnb is headed towards my segment of the business. The DOT has announced winners of Havana Route Authority. A bunch of airlines are going to be flying to Cuba starting later in the year. American Airlines is going to fly from Miami four times a day and once a day from Charlotte. There will be a lot of rural, smaller city Florida flights to smaller city Cuba flights by Silver Airways and several other. Southwest has an authority to fly to two different cities in Cuba, too. So more to come there. Here is a cool new airline, Tom. Look at this. See that picture?
Wow, that's futuristic.
Yeah, you can see this on TravelGuysRadio.com.
That's one that lands on the water, is it not?
This one lands on land. But what they could do is it's actually three planes in one. So there's a cart and what these are detachable. So you could have three sections or two sections, kind of like Lego. You know,
it's like a catamaran.
Kind of like Lego airplanes, yeah.
Kind of like a catamaran of planes.
It would make the skies less busy, less crowded, all that kind of stuff. And TSA shows you the right way to legally fly with a gun. If you go to Travel Guys Radio, if you're the kind of person who takes a gun on an airplane, in your checked luggage, of course, there is a right way to legally fly with a gun. You can fly with a gun, not in your carry-on luggage, but in your checked luggage. And you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com and find that whole thing. And look at this, Tom, and Chris Galloway, look at this. This is a new cell phone case.
Looks like a gun.
Do you see a little problem with that?
Is it actually a combination of gun and cell phone?
Well, you can see the cell phone is on the top there.
TravelGuysRadio.com if you want to see this.
It's a cell phone. It's a gun-shaped cell phone case. Why would anyone...
You're just asking for trouble.
I mean, yeah, that's the next thing we're going to read is that somebody had one of these and some 9-year-old kid or something got shot in a grocery store. Anyway, that is your travel news for today.
Coming up here on the Travel Guys next, it's the Shakespeare Festival up in Lake Tahoe. We're going to talk to the director right here on the radio. Stick around. Hold on. Run across the Travel Guys on your radio, either 1530 AM or 93.1 FM. Here every Sunday at 3 o'clock, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, it's that time of year again, time to head up to
to Tahoe for some great shows and entertainment. How many years has it been? 43, I do believe, for the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival?
Not all of the entertainment at the lake, Tom, occurs indoors. Sometimes great entertainment occurs outdoors, like, as you mentioned, the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. And joining us on the line here is Ray Matthews. She's the Community Engagement Manager for the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Hi, Ray.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome back to the Travel Guys. We talked about the Shakespeare Festival last year, and Ray, you tell me things are going very well. The season is just opening up, starting up this weekend, and you say tickets are selling quick.
They are. They're selling very well. It's our 44th season this year, and we're very excited about that. And business is doing very well. The weather's been fantastic, and we are selling above last year, and last year was also a good year, so things are looking great.
Now, I had a couple of my staff that went up last year to see the show, and just so we could kind of get a feel for it, and they came back and said, wow, what an amazingly beautiful setting. It's such a unique theater with Lake Tahoe in the background. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is, and we absolutely love it. It's one of the most beautiful settings you can possibly have a Shakespeare performance. And Shakespeare always intended his plays to be performed outdoors, and so they suit themselves very naturally and very comfortably to the area. We have a natural amphitheater that's built into the sand, into the harbor, and then beyond the stage you see the lake and the mountains and the sunset, and it's really, really beautiful.
So folks can come and see a traditional Shakespeare play. Comedy of Errors is your choice this year. And indeed, for those of you who are listening, if you decide you want to go to the Shakespeare Festival in Tahoe, a Sports Leisure Vacations is offering a trip. There are a half a dozen seats or so left on the 14th and 15th of August. So you can go online to sportsleisure.com and find out more about that. Ray, tell us a little bit about how much are tickets? When are the shows? I see you don't, it doesn't have to be Shakespeare.
That's correct. We offer are offering two main stage shows. This is something new that we began last year. We started to add a musical to our lineup. We know that there's a lot of different tastes and a lot of preferences out there for different kinds of theater, and we wanted to be able to offer a variety. This year, our musical is a nostalgic charmer called Forever Plaid. Very funny, very cute. It's really a crowd pleaser. We're very excited about it.
Remember now, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We'll have a link there to the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival and all the details. Now, tell me, I understand that you have a couple of things that I think folks might be interested in. You have group getaways. Tell me a little bit about those.
So there are a couple ways you can save money. Regular adult tickets start at $27, and that's for general admission, and they go up to $99, and that's for the premium seats on Saturdays. We do offer a youth ticket, which also starts at $15 and goes to $25, and that's for people 25 and under. But there are right ways to save money. If you have a group of 10 or more, you just give us a call and you get a discount for that. You can also buy a two-show package in which you come see both the Comedy of Errors and Forever Plaid, and you can receive a discount for that as well.
And can folks get tickets in advance? Can they go online and purchase their tickets?
Absolutely. Tickets are on sale as we speak.
And you would suggest purchasing those tickets in advance because the demand, as you mentioned, is pretty high this year.
I definitely would. Last year, we had several sold-out nights toward the end of the season. It's usually Saturdays that sell out fastest and usually the premium section, the good seats. So the sooner the better, absolutely, especially if you have a large group.
Tell me a little bit about the casts.
So we are actually an equity theater, which means that we use professional union actors.
That's good news.
It is. They're very, very, very talented. And we pull them in. We pull our auditions from all over the country. Some come from New York, from L.A., from San Francisco, from Cleveland. And they come in, and they love to do it because they get to spend their summers in Tahoe. So they're very excited to be here as well.
Ray, before we let you go, I wanted to ask, you have a youth program that involves Shakespeare and some other special performances that go on at the theater. Can you touch on that just for a minute?
I sure can. So our youth program is called our D.G. Menchetti Young Shakespeare Program. And this is something that we do to give back to the community. It is a free performance for kids. And it's a one-hour version of the Comedy of Errors that's designed for the young audience in mind. So it's a way to introduce them to Shakespeare. And we also cast local high school drama students so that they get a chance to experience working in a professional production. And this performs during the day at Sand Harbor, and it also tours around the basin, and we always offer it free of charge. And this year on August 5th, we are also offering it in addition to a fundraising event that supports a lot of local charities and community services. And there's more info about that on our website.
There is a lot of really cool stuff going on at the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. So you need to get up there and see a show, a Shakespeare show or a non-Shakespeare show. These are folks that can use your support. And this is not just, as you've just heard, a little community theater. This is real professional theater. And you couldn't ask for a better setting. Bring a jacket. Sometimes summer evenings can get a little cool.
Yes, and a flashlight. And a flashlight.
And a flashlight. Good. Wonderful idea. Wonderful idea. Go to travelguysradio.com. You'll find a link there to go up to the Shakespeare Festival. Remember to buy your tickets in advance. Ray, thank you so much for coming on with us, and I'm glad to hear that things are going well up there. I hope you have a wonderful season, and we'll have our folks up there very soon.
Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to having you guys.
Extraordinary entertainment in an exceptional setting, the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Details at travelguysradio.com.
Extraordinary entertainment in an exceptional setting. Boy, I'll tell you what, you were spinning them there, I'll tell
you. Yeah, well, you know, I have to admit, that's right there on their website. That's what they say.
Okay. The Travel Guys are going to travel. In 2 weeks, we are going to be in Ashland, Oregon. And then this fall, we're going to go up to Jackson and do a program from the historic Amador Hotel. I was just up there last week, Thomas.
Awesome.
And they actually have a little radio room where you can do a broadcast. So we're going to be the Travel Guys. Are going to start traveling. I think that would be a good thing to do. Actually, when we go to Ashland in 2 weeks, Tom is going to stay here, and I'm going to be up with Ed in Ashland so we can make it all work. Anyways, after the news, Chris Galloway is here with us. He has been traveling all over the planet for the last several months. He has a lot of tips to make you a smarter traveler, and in the last segment, we have Mark's tips to make you a smarter traveler. You're going to be so smart by the end of the program, your head will be busting open. The news is next. We are News Radio, KFBK.
You can travel by can fly by plane, you can take a ride on this one and only train. We can travel, you and me, over land and sea. We'll get to see the sunrise.
There he is, our Australian cowboy, this original travel song. Mio?
Marcus Mio.
Yeah,
like that song.
I know, Mark. You're a fan.
I really like it.
You would spend money for that, wouldn't you?
I would. And Melissa.
Marcus, if you're listening, I know he can listen in Australia. You're going to have to hit Mark up for the best of
royalty fee or something.
Album or whatever.
Melissa, our webmaster, has put it on her telephone. And
awesome,
in some kind of a rotation or whatever happens when she's...
Is there a music video with that, too, from his website? I think?
There is. Yeah. There is. In fact, it's on. I think it's still on the Travel Guys Radio website.
Yeah, that's right. I remember it now.
It's still there.
Collage in the background as he sings the song.
TravelGuysRadio.com. All right, joining us in studio here, as we alluded to before the news, is Chris Galloway. Chris is one of our road reporters, and he has been out on the road. He went to Europe. What was that? How many countries?
5 countries.
In how many days?
3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, kind of spread out.
And plus your... now, that was your own personal vacation.
That was.
Seems like every time we have Chris in the studio, and I know Chris is part of the travel, the Sports Leisure Vacations company.
Uh-huh.
He's always traveling on his own. Does he ever actually work?
No, not actually. Not.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. The last time we were here, he had just gotten back from the...
Well, he's a traveling
Cuba
guy, you know. Well,
right?
Yeah.
So okay. Anyway,
so you've been to...
As you were.
Let's see. We did a trip to the Hamptons together.
I've
you
been
just
on the
got
road
back
so much. I just had to make a list for myself. So I did the 5 countries in Europe.
Uh-huh.
I've been to Santa Fe, St. Louis, Colorado, New York City, and the Hamptons, Boston, and Bar Harbor, and that's all since just May 4th.
And you're leaving to go back to Colorado tomorrow. Yeah. So, such is the life of someone who travels professionally for a living. So we thought that you've been all over the place. Surely you have seen some ups, some downs, some good, some bad. People have talked about TSA lines all over the place. Have you seen any long TSA lines?
That is absolutely something that you're dealing with this summer. Travel's up.
Yeah,
the airports are
people
full.
Are going places. Yes.
planes are leaving full. You just got to be patient. Allow yourself a lot of extra time and just stay cool.
Mm-hmm. And so in the TSA lines, is there anything that you have noticed or any etiquette or anything that
all
people...
All right, I'm going to get on my soapbox here.
Okay.
If people would just stop talking for 2 seconds in the TSA line and listen, there's typically one of the TSA agents is there and they're telling you what to do. Take everything out of your pockets, folks. Put it in the bins, your belts, your shoes, your laptops. They say everything in plain English. And then people get up there because they've been running their mouth. They have no idea what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're gumming up the works.
And they ask the same question.
Ask the same question. And I even made a joke with a TSA agent the other day. I says, how many times a day do you think you say that? He said, it doesn't matter. Nobody's listening.
You know, wow. I was in an airport the other day. They had a guy with a microphone who was kind of elevated. Where the heck was this? Were you with me? Was this?
I don't think so.
Was that? No, it wasn't New York. I came through, I'm in 1,000 airports and I can't remember. But anyway, there was where the people were about to pass through security, there were 2 lanes and he was on a little bit of an elevated box and he was doing a running commentary. And of course, Burbank. He was doing this running commentary and it wasn't at the airport, it was at Universal Studios, that's where it was. And he was telling people, you know, how to go in line, what to take out of your pockets, how to get through security quicker.
Yeah, TSA should.
And he was, if you stood there, he repeated the same thing every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it sounded different. And people were listening to him because he looked like somebody who might be saying something important. So to your comment that nobody's paying any attention because they see these guys and they're not paying. Children are traveling, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is definitely the time of year for that as well.
Do you have any wisdom for those of us who travel without children or for those who travel with them?
Just hit the bar on the way to the plane. I mean, let's face it. You can't do anything about it. You know, people are going on vacation. They're going to visit family, that sort of thing. The kids are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God bless the parents. I mean, let's face it. It's worse on them than it is on you,
mm-hmm.
right? My advice.
God, I hope so.
go easy now. Your parents listening.
You can't do much about it, right?
No, and they have every, you know, I mean, so how do you keep the kids? Isn't that the
goal?
You
almost said they have every right, didn't you?
Well, I mean, everybody has a right to fly on the airplane. So the question is, how do you keep the kids occupied, entertained?
Well, I mean, parents are pretty creative these days. A lady got on the other day, God bless her. She had 3 small children with her.
Uh-huh.
She had one in the car seat that actually had to be brought onto the plane. She was carrying one and then a little one running in front of her. And I got to say, she handled that really, really well. She had coloring books. She had stuffed animals. There were snacks. I mean, I thought she did really well.
Chris wanted to join the family.
Yeah, you wanted to get into the family.
Can I get a snack?
You went overseas, and you went through, you did the whole security thing. You're in Europe right after the whole thing with Belgium and stuff like that. Did you personally feel unsafe? Or?
I did not. I told myself when I went over there that I was going to be more vigilant about things. But then, to be honest with you, you got over there, and you never would have known that anything had ever happened. I will say this, though. In Paris, there seemed to be a lot of plainclothes officers mm-hmm. walking around. Because you would see, you know, 2 gentlemen dressed nicely, and they're simply walking around an area where everyone else had suitcases. And yet, you know, they were just kind of walking and observing. So if you really stopped and paid attention, you realized that there was security there, but it wasn't overt.
But now this was the first time you've traveled extensively in Europe, right?
Correct.
So, but you felt very comfortable and...
I did. I really did. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I just got back from Boston, and on the 4th of July, we were standing right downtown at the old State House listening to the Declaration of Independence being read. And, you know, you're thinking to yourself, this would be probably a perfect situation for something to happen, right? And I don't know... It was a very different feeling, and actually I heard a couple of our travelers mention it too. But still, again, you know, there were police presence, and it just, you felt safe. It just wasn't something that we really worried about. It was in the back of our minds, but we didn't worry.
You're listening to The Travel Guys, Mark and Tom. You're the voice of Chris Galloway. We're talking about travel and more travel to Europe and all around the United States and some tips to make you a smarter traveler. Chris, compared to you know, traveling in Europe and versus traveling in the United States, in regards to the demeanor of those that are traveling, what differences do you see, those that are international travelers versus the what I would call local travelers?
Well, I would say that people that travel internationally are typically a little more laid back, a little more seasoned. They understand how things work, and if there's a delay, then perhaps they have a little more experience how to deal with it. Domestic travelers, you know, you've got a wide spectrum of people there. You've got people that are traveling for business. You've got people with families. You've got, you know, just people going somewhere. That's a tricky question. I'm not quite sure how to answer that.
Okay. Well, I think I am getting your answer, and that is that, you know, domestic travel is a little bit amateurs. They're a little more frantic. They're a little less patient. Therefore, you as a traveler, you just need to learn to deal with it.
Absolutely.
How would you compare the airport in Sacramento to airports in other countries? You've been in Boston, you've been in LaGuardia, you've been in all these places lately that, you know, people like you and I are in frequently, but you're in big international airports too. Is Sacramento a pleasant place to fly in and out of?
I personally really like Sacramento. The airport's small enough, and it's easily accessible. Some of the lines can get a little bit excessive there in the mornings. I will give them that, but I think they process things pretty well. As far as the security in foreign countries, especially over in Europe, I got to say their system is a lot slicker. The bins, for example, it's an automatic system where you put your stuff on, it rolls through. Once it's empty, the bin automatically drops down and is sent back and reloaded. So it's just...
But Delta Airlines has just paid for some of those to be installed in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So hopefully those are coming to the United States here as soon as possible.
It's a slick system, but it's the technology that makes it so slick.
Uh-huh. Okay. Chris Galloway with us here, talking a little bit about some things that might be helpful hints for you as you make your way around the country or the planet this summer. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to take to task my 10 tips to make you a smarter traveler. I have Tom and Chris here to vet these trips and let you know if they really are things that will make you a smarter traveler. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Hey, what a great song for the comeback here. We're the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom and Chris, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And if you've listened to us long enough, you know that Mark is a fanatic about putting together lists. But before we do that, it's winter time here on the Travel Guys.
Hey, also, before it's winter time, do you know which team has the...
That's like W-I-N-N-E-R, not winter.
Yes. Before I interrupt what you wanted me to interrupt with, I have something else to interrupt with first.
Okay.
Which baseball team, this is a trivia quiz, which baseball team has the best record in Major League Baseball right now?
San Francisco Gigantes.
And the sponsor of this program, Sports Leisure Vacations, has put together a four-day trip to see the Giants in San Diego as the Giants make their way to their fourth World Series in the last 7 years, and that will happen in September. If you are a baseball fan and you go with Sports Leisure on baseball trips, This will be announced on Monday. It's in September. We're going to stay at the Marriott Hotel right across from the ballpark. We're going to go to Sunday brunch at the Hotel Del Coronado. We're going to spend a day in Balboa Park.
I got to see if I'm available.
22nd through the 25th. Here's the itinerary. Ooh. You can take a look at it right there.
Thank you.
Or you can find it. It's not.
You may be traveling with one of the travel guys.
You might be. All right. Our winner of a Sports Leisure Vacations $200 travel card, because we didn't have a winner last week, at $100. So this week it's $200. Is how about this, Chris? This is somebody I think who went with you back to Boston, Kent Nakashima.
Oh, excellent.
Kent, if you are listening to the radio, you have a couple of days, Monday and Tuesday, to call Sports Leisure Vacations and claim a $200 travel card. And if we don't hear from Kent, it'll go to $300 next week. And if he calls, we'll go back and give a $100 card away next week. Okay, so that's the winner. So, travel tips here. I made up a list of things to make you a smarter traveler. I want you to know that I just made this list up slowly. Mm-hmm. Anytime I thought of something, I just added it to the list. And sometimes I go back and kind of, and it's at travelguysradio.com. So if you want to see it, you can. It's not going to change anybody's life. It's just to try to make
them
smarter.
Well, we're hoping it'll change their life a little bit and make their travel a little more enjoyable, or with number one certainly could save you some serious money.
Don't buy timeshares.
Number one.
Never, ever buy anything at a timeshare presentation. If you must, buy on the secondary market. Don't take your wallet, your checkbook, your credit cards to a timeshare presentation. Listen politely, collect your bounty, leave politely at the first opportunity. Asking questions will make you a target for more aggressive salesmanship.
I think that's the one of the best parts of this is don't ask any questions.
Just keep your mouth shut, take your prize, smile politely. When they ask you if you want to buy anything, say, I don't think so today, and just get up and leave. You know, if you've got bad breath, why, that might not be a bad thing either. It's don't take a checkbook or any instrument. Do tie your hands. If your husband usually buys things, tie his hands behind his back. Number two.
You can bring a bag of garlic in right towards the end, start eating it, I guess.
Use your miles and points. They will never be as valuable as they are today. As an example, I noted Hilton pesos, which have been Hilton points, which have become pesos over the last couple of years, simply because they have been devalued so many times. It takes a wheelbarrow full of them now to get one night at a cheap hotel.
Use them before you lose them.
That's it. Number three, make sure your passport is valid for at least 6 months after your return date when you go overseas. Because, Mr. Galloway, you just came back from overseas. People, you know what's really interesting? People don't think about their kids' passports are only, children's passports are only issued for 5 years. So, we just did our passport a few years ago. We don't have to worry about Johnny. He was 9 then, and he's 14 now. And guess what? Johnny's passport is going to expire while you're on the road. Or in many cases, they won't let you into the country if your passport is going to expire in 6 months, within 6 months. So imagine you've...
That is not the way to start a vacation.
Sorry, Johnny. We'll pick you up at the airport on the way home.
Maybe that is a way to start a vacation.
Johnny and Susie and Linda and all over there in the corner. Okay, number four. Allow plenty of time at airports. Now, Chris, you said this in the very... Was that not validation? Mr.
Yes.
Galloway came in. The very first thing he said was, you got to have lots of time at airports. I said, allow plenty of time at airports. Many no make that most of the issues people have at airports is because they didn't allow enough time. Something happened they didn't anticipate. A line was too long. The person in line ahead of them had an issue. There was an emergency. There was a power failure. All these things have happened to me when I've been in airports.
And why do you want to start your trip that way? A vacation is supposed to be relaxing. Get to the airport early, you know, especially Sacramento. You've got great food options now.
You know, recently, with the schedule of a lot of airplanes, I mean, you get to there 2 hours early, only to find out that your plane has been delayed 2 hours. So now you have 4 hours to kill.
Bring a sleeping bag through TSA, which will help you. No, I'm just kidding about that, of course. Number five, join frequent stay guest flyer programs. We'll save you time, if not money. Think of it as the same as TSA pre-check. And I cite something I've talked about on the air before. You're going to Las Vegas, to Hawaii, to one of these top destinations, and you're renting a car.
Rental cars, oh yes.
And you're going to get in a line. You go into the rental car agency, and there are 50 people in line. There are 3 people helping them, and those people have all been there for 45 minutes. And they're going to, and 30 minutes from now, they'll all still be there, most of them. But if you belonged to that rental car company's frequent, even if you're not a frequent customer, just sign up. Now you go to the line and says, oh, hey, our frequent customers, come over here. Or our frequent customers, as Hertz often says, just go out in the car parking lot. Your name's on a board and it's next to numbers next to it, and get in your car and drive out to the thing and you're on your way. So why would you not do that? That's really important. And if you fly more than 2 or 3 times a year, get pre-check. And across from me sits a man who has recently drank the Kool-Aid. So for international flyers, get global entry. Did that help you?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, we slid right through security. I mean, through the customs and immigration 5-minute process.
While other people were standing in
a huge line.
Yeah. So that's, you know, Tom, you're talking about, and Chris, you're talking about how not to start a vacation. And really, you know, I mean, why wait in a long line if you don't have to?
Time is money.
Absolutely. Volunteering to be bumped, this is number 7, or getting bumped can be very lucrative or a disaster. Before you volunteer, know exactly what you're getting in return, what it's good for, and when it expires. Check for restrictions on how or where the voucher or credit can be used. If you are involuntarily bumped from an airplane, you have legal rights to compensation, and they are spelled out depending on how much the delay is. But if you're just volunteering, then you're doing whatever the airline says. And believe it or not, Tom and Chris, some of those vouchers that they hand out have incredible restrictions on them. And you find that you really can't, they really didn't have a whole lot of value. You were duped.
Mm-hmm.
You got taken. If you did just held out a little while longer, they would have had to go into the drawer with the where the real money is and give you the real stuff.
There you go.
It's all a game. The airline is trying to get you off the plane for the least amount of money possible and free up that seat for somebody who is guaranteed a seat, because if they don't get to go, they have a problem. If you want to fly in first class, number 8, open your wallet at the right time. There's no more smiling at the gate agent and getting an upgrade, no matter what you read. Oftentimes, you can get first class upgrades at the airport. Many airlines sell them at the airport, make them available at the gate for reduced amounts of money. Sometimes they don't carry all of the benefits that a first class ticket would contain, but they get you into that first class cabin with the extra comfort at a seriously reduced price. Number 9, when your flight is canceled, go to the app or website and see if you have been rebooked before standing in line or waiting on hold. Same thing. We're talking about car rentals and passports and global entry. Those people at the airport who are all waiting in line, why are they waiting in line? Why aren't they on their phone or just why aren't they looking on the airline's website to see maybe they've already been rebooked? Maybe the flight they rebooked you on works perfectly for you. Go have a beer. Just saying. Number 10, be extremely careful when you're using public Wi-Fi. If you travel a lot, consider monthly connections through Verizon, AT&T, etc., as they are reputed to be safer and they are certainly more dependable than public Wi-Fi. I'm a road warrior. It's the best travel investment that I make each month is the $40 that I have Wi-Fi any place I have a phone signal. And someday that may be a really critical thing. So I really strongly recommend that. And then a last tip for Sacramento-based travelers, number 11 here. If you fly in from Sacramento, park in the daily A lot and save yourself some bucks. It's $13 a day as opposed to what's long-term now? 7 or 8 or 10 or
something like that.
It's a lot closer. You can walk into the airport if you want to. Walk out when you get home. It's a nice walk. My favorite place to eat in the airport is Jack's Urban Eats in Terminal B. And those are Mark's travel tips.
There you go.
A smarter traveler.
Yeah, we're going to have them at travelguysradio.com.
They are all at travelguysradio.com. You can go there and they are printed on a very simple white piece of paper. Not very fancy at all. What are we going to do next week, Thomas, on this program?
Well, let's see. I think we're going to, if there's anything left, we're here to make people a smarter traveler.
If there's anything left to make them a smart. In 2 weeks, we're going to Ashland. And so the travel guys are going to be hitting the road here pretty soon. I remind people that if you need a speaker for your group for lunchtime or your service club needs a speaker, you go to travelguysradio.com and fill out the little form there and say, we need a speaker, and we will contact you. And one quick thing here before we go. Thomas, last week at Sports Leisure Vacations, we deal with older folks. And last week we lost somebody who was really... her name is Georgia McDonald, and she is really one of the most special people who has ever traveled with our company. She had a disability and drug her leg behind her just about everywhere that she went for many, many, many years. Never failed to have a smile on her face or to have a positive outlook on life, and she went very suddenly, unexpectedly last weekend. And so just rest in peace, Georgia. Really good lady. Really good lady.
Thank you, Mark. We are the Travel Guys. You all stay well. We'll see you next week, 3 o'clock, right here on the radio.